Herzlich willkommen zum Seelentalk von Seelenfreizeit. In diesem Seelentalk treffe ich Menschen, die mich auf meinem Seelenweg inspiriert haben. Und heute habe ich Jackie bei mir. Hi Jackie.
Hi Ashla, how are you?
Hi. I'm so happy to see you again. I met you last year at the college. And I do remember that I saw you doing the divine service, and it was just amazing. And I'm really happy to have you on my soul talk for today. And I first want to give you the word so you can introduce yourself and tell the community who you are.
Okay. My name is Minister Jackie Wright. I am a tutor and course organiser at the Alpha Phi Beta College. I'm also chairman of the Alpha Phi Beta College, and I'm also president of the Spiritualist National Union.
And could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Ah, that's always more difficult than just saying who I am, isn't it?
Okay.
So, I live in the northeast of England in a little town called Middlesbrough. I'm a mum and I'm a grandmother. I've been working with my mediumship for roughly 30 years now. And I've been very fortunate to travel around the world with my mediumship and to also be part of the Alpha Finley College, the world famous Alpha Finley College. I don't travel as much now because I'm getting a bit older and it's not as easy. But my passion is, first of all, my religion, spiritualism, but also my mediumship.
Yeah, I remember when I was at the college, I was able to get hold of one of your books, the one you wrote by yourself about yourself. And it was just amazing the journey you've taken. And yeah, how was there a point when you started feeling there's something more, or where you felt like there's something more than you see?
I always felt like that from being a little girl. I always felt there's got to be more. I didn't know what. Losing my dad at a very young age, I would often just stare at the clouds and say, there's my dad and that's my dad up there. So I always knew there was something else. I just couldn't put a name to it or define it. And it wasn't until my sister, my younger sister, asked me to go to a spiritualist church with her. And I agreed to go. She didn't come in the end, she didn't turn up. But the medium gave me a message from my father. And I was overwhelmed. But then, Jackie being Jackie, it was, who's told her that? Who's told her about my father? Somebody must have given her the information. And it was that curiosity, really. I wanted to find out that she was a fraud. I wanted to expose her as somebody who was lying. And the journey took me on an amazing, amazing pathway where I found out so many truths. Yes, about mediumship, but for me, more importantly, about me and who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing journey. Unfortunately, the book is only available at the bookstore at the Arthur Finlay College. But thank you for giving us an insight of your life.
It is available on Amazon too.
Good, perfect. Good to know.
In
So,
Germany.
okay, perfect. So the ones who have Amazon can order the book. What really drives you for your work? You're now the president, so you're not really just around now working as a tutor, but as a president as well. But what really drives you for your daily work?
Many things. First and foremost, my religion. I am passionate about my religion, which I do understand in Europe that religion doesn't really exist in the way it does in the UK. But the religion of spiritualism was hard fought for by our pioneers. And my passion is to keep the standards high, to keep it being a place, a religion where people want to be part of, rather than when you're born, you're made to be part of a religion. I want them to choose spiritualism. So that drives me. But also it drives me because I want everybody, and I mean everybody, to yes, know about the spirit world, but also to understand the spirit that they are now, the power that is within them now, especially when life at the moment is difficult for everyone. We're in uncertain times. The weather is a factor. The wars are a factor. The cost of living is a factor. The recovery from COVID. And I want people not to look outside of themselves for help, but to focus on what they have within and that power that's there.
Do you know why you're on Earth right now?
Yeah, sometimes I question that. There is a
Me too.
there is a concept, isn't there, that we all, our souls agree a journey. And we agree that we will come here and achieve whatever we've agreed. I have often questioned that because my life has been a very difficult one with many, many challenges within it. But when I reflect, I think my soul agreed to come here to, first of all, understand that I am not a product of my family and my history, that I am a, shall we say, a spirit in the making, where I am developing me to understand myself and my part within this world more fully. And I think my part in this world is to understand first and foremost that I belong with everybody and everybody belongs with me. So therefore, what happens in Germany or what happens in the Ukraine or anywhere else is my responsibility as well as other people's. We all have that connection. And I think that's partly what I'm here for. But the biggest part, I think, is to change the family dynamics, to make a break with the family history of dysfunctionality, abuse, addictions, and to start a new story.
Yeah, well said. You were just saying before regarding the energies that are here at the moment, how do you really feel them? How do you feel is changing? What is changing?
I feel personally that COVID brought everything to a standstill, to ask us to reflect and to look at, to readjust, if you will. And I feel now the world is more or less trying to readjust itself to move into a new era, but by doing so, it has to maybe self-destruct a little so it can rebuild. And I feel that's what it's in the middle of. We all have to have the awareness of how we treat the world, how we treat Earth, how we manage it and look after it. We all have that responsibility. But I do think Mother Nature is readjusting herself and trying to get back on an even keel.
Yeah. What guidance would you give somebody else on their journey, on their path?
Lots of guidance. Where would I start? I suppose it depends what their path is, if they are want to be mediums or just on a soul path to discover themselves. I would say to them to remember nobody can walk the path with them. They have to understand it's a lonely path. I would say to them, don't look to other people to show you your power. Find it for yourself. Because sometimes other people will become insecure if they recognize the power you have. And then they start to attack rather than help. So I would say to them, don't look to other people. Yes, take advice, but don't expect other people to tell you how great you are. Realize it now for yourself. And I would also say to them, it is a lifetime's journey. It's never over. So be gentle on you, be kind to you, and try not to be perfect, because you will learn more from your mistakes than you will from your achievements. That's how the soul grows, through the errors. So be gentle with you, treat yourself kindly. And I really wish I'd done that in my early days, but I didn't.
What is the biggest treasure you've taken out of your mediumship for yourself?
That I am loved, and I don't need that to be confirmed by anybody else. My mediumship, I say to all students, your mediumship is a journey into you. It is a journey into understanding who you are. And I feel that my mediumship taught me that I am more powerful than I realize, stronger than I know, and more loved than I know. And not just by family and friends, but by that unseen world that loved me unconditionally.
Yeah. I was at the Arthur Findlay College online weekend, and I remember that Minister Simone was saying something like, our world wouldn't exist if the spirit world wouldn't be there. And that was quite an eye-opening sentence. And it's still in my mind, in my even in my heart when I think about it back. And it's really like we are all one. We are not separated.
Absolutely. And conventional religion will tell you that heaven is in a place above you, hell is in a place below you. But the science of spiritualism shows you that we are always in the presence of spirit. They interact alongside us, not separately from us. And that we only have to turn our attention to them to be aware of them. And I think that one of the things students expect is for mediumship to be difficult, to be challenging, to be, and really it's just about changing your focus and then you're aware of that other world because it's here with us. It's not in another place.
Yeah, I had the
So I
same struggles, and that, yeah, exactly. And I'm having the same struggles because when I'm looking at a person like you who's doing that for years, then I think, oh, well, I want to be there as well. But it takes a journey. It is a journey, and it's I love to be on this journey.
That's it. And unfortunately, mediumship today is very much commercialized. So students want everything in the same day. Make me a medium now. I want it now. And what they don't understand is the journey is one of enlightenment on so many levels. It isn't just about mom's here and dad's here. It's about knowing you, it's about understanding you. And it's about empowering you and also empowering others for this life that we have to live. And I say this constantly, you've probably heard me. I don't think the spirit world care at all whether we know there is life after death or not. Because one day we will leave this world and we will find our truth for ourselves. So why? Why do they bother? And I think that the reason they do that is to say to you are an eternal being. You can never not exist. So what are you going to do with this life you've got now? How are you going to live it? How are you going to contribute? And how are you going to discover your strength and your true self?
Wow, perfect. Perfect set. Yeah, thank you. I'm already coming to my last question. Do you have a specific daily quote or mantra you use you'd like to share?
There's a few, and it depends on the situation. So if my confidence is low and I've got to do a demonstration, for example, and my confidence or my ego is being very negative, then I say to myself, Jackie, it's not about you. Get on with the job. and that pulls me back. But I also have a little bit of a daily mantra, which is Carl Jung's quote, and it's, I'd rather be whole than good. And it reminds me, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be a good, holier than thou person. I just have to work on being a complete person, you know? And I remind myself that of every day, because the pressures on you to be perfect are so enormous. So I take a breath and I say, you know what, Jackie? Just be whole. That's just be good and whole, but you don't have to be holier than thou. And I just remind myself of that.
Yes. Thank you very much for sharing your wisdom, for sharing your thoughts, giving us an insight in your world as a medium and as a president. So thank you very much for being with me, Jackie.
Pleasure, Ursula. I'm pleased to have been part. Thank you.
Thank you. Ja, danke vielmals für das Zuhören vom Seelentalk von heute. Wenn du keinen Seelentalk verpassen möchtest, dann lass dir doch bitte einen Daumen hoch oder abonniere den Kanal und wir hören und sehen uns beim nächsten Mal.